Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says it did not pay ransom to Iran for five Americans released earlier this year. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports officials were responding to new criticism after the Wall Street Journal reported on a $400 million cash payment.
At the time of the prisoner release, the U.S. said it settled some longstanding financial claims and made an initial $400 million payment. Now we're learning that payment was made in cash. State Department spokesman Mark Toner explains it this way.
We're forced to get a little creative when we're dealing with a country that was largely cut off from international financial institutions and the international banking system due to years of sanctions.
Republicans accuse the Obama administration of paying a ransom to Iran. The White House denies that and says this was Iranian money that had been frozen since 1981. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Washington, D.C. area transit police officer charged with attempting to support the Islamic State group made an initial appearance in federal court today. Nicholas Young has become the first law enforcement officer in the U.S. to be charged under the federal government's terrorism law. According to court documents, Young purchased about $250 in gift cards for the Islamic State to use to purchase mobile apps, so the cards were actually given to an undercover agent. Arrested today at Metro's headquarters in Washington, Young faces a single charge of attempting to provide material support to a terror group. Libertarians Gary Johnson and Bill Weld will face the voters tonight at a CNN town hall. NPR's Jessica Taylor reports the third-party candidates are hoping to appeal to disaffected Republicans and Democrats.
This is the second time that former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and his running mate, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, will take questions at a CNN town hall in New York. But it's the first time since both the Republican and Democratic conventions that they have a chance to address voters, many of whom are frustrated with their choices of Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Both Johnson and Weld are former Republicans, and they're hoping some major GOP figures, even 2012 nominee Mitt Romney, might back them. First, though, they need to reach 15% in the polls to get into the presidential debates this fall, and forums like tonight could help expand their campaign's reach. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. service sector was expanding at a slower rate last month. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its non-manufacturing index fell a point from the previous month. Still at 55.5, the index remains firmly in expansion territory. Any reading above 50 signals growth, while a reading below that level indicates contraction. Stocks, after recent losses, managed to eke out some positive gains today. All three of the major indices closing higher. The Dow up 41 points at 18,355. The Nasdaq rose 22 points. The S&P 500 gained 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. Police now say they have found the man suspected of opening fire in a crowded entertainment district in downtown Austin, Texas, killing a bystander. Officials say they arrested a 24-year-old Atlanta man early this morning in connection with the shooting early Sunday. The authorities say caused chaos along the city's famed 6th Street Music Corridor. Authorities say they believe the gunman was looking for someone else when a bullet struck and killed a 20-year-old woman. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the first commercial payload heading to the moon. For member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne has more.
Private company Moon Express wants to send a spacecraft to the moon, where it will hop from place to place, exploring the lunar surface. The company, based out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, is competing for Google's XPRIZE, $20 million awarded to the first private company to make it to the moon. Moon Express wants to mine resources like water and helium on future missions. The long-term goal is to establish a fuel station on the moon. Approval from the FAA is a crucial step towards the goal of launching the company's first spacecraft called MX-1 next year. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Veterinarians at Busch Gardens said they've had to euthanize a famous dancing flamingo there after a man apparently threw the bird to the ground in front of his children. According to a police report, 45-year-old Joseph Anthony Correa of Orlando was visiting the theme park yesterday when, after a dispute with his mother, he allegedly grabbed the bird named Pinky, throwing it to the ground, nearly severing its foot. Park security officers detained Correa, who was later arrested. Busch Gardens officials say the bird had to be euthanized due to the severity of the injuries. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.